This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man.
And after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead. The collusion delusion is over. The special counsel completed its report and found no collusion and no obstruction. I could have told you that 2.5 years ago very easily. Total exoneration, complete vindication. You know, it's interesting. Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now. The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit. Partisan investigations, or whether they will apologize to the American people and join us to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure, bring down the cost of health care and prescription drugs, which we're doing incredibly, help us fix our broken trade deals, which are coming along really well. We have our team right now in China. They just arrived. China. We've gone up, they've gone down, but we want them to be healthy. We want them to be happy and healthy. China. And by the way, we are building that wall as you, we are building that wall. Building. Many, many people were badly hurt by this scam.
But I give up. You guys win.
Our country was hurt. Our country was hurt. And they're on artificial respirators right now. They're getting mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Little pencil neck Adam Schiff. Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen. He is not a long ball hitter. But I saw him today. Well, we don't really know. There could still have been some Russia collusion. Sick. These are sick people. And there has to be accountability because it's all lies. And they know it's lies. They know it. I know. Democrats want to pretend there is no border crisis for one simple reason, because they have caused the border crisis. And you know why else? Honestly, because they want votes and because they don't want to give us a win. They don't want to give us a win. They put that ahead of what's good for our country. The mass illegal immigration across our border is a direct consequence of Democrat-supported loopholes. Democrat promises of amnesty. Amnesty. You have people coming up. You know, they're all met by the lawyers. The lawyers of, and they come out. They're all met by the lawyers. And they say the following phrase. I am very afraid for my life. I am afraid for my life. Okay. And then I look at the guy. He looks like he just got out of the ring. He's the heavyweight champion of the world. He's a freshman. It's a big, fat con job, folks. A big, fat con job.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Grand Rapids, it's great to be back. Right here in America's heartland, you know that, right? With the hard-working patriots from the great state of Michigan. By the way, we're bringing a lot of those car companies back. Remember I told you they're coming back, they're pouring back in. They're coming back. They're coming back fast. This has been an incredible couple of weeks for America. Roaring. The ISIS caliphate is defeated 100%. And after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead. The collusion delusion is over. The special counsel completed its report and found no collusion and no obstruction. I could have told you that 2.5 years ago very easily. Total exoneration, complete vindication. You know, it's interesting. Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now. The crazy attempt by the Democrat Party and the fake news media right back there and the deep state to overturn the results of the 2016 election have failed, the greatest election that we've had in a long time, maybe right from the beginning. This was nothing more than a sinister effort to undermine our historic election victory and to sabotage the will of the American people. This is the one we want. We want ourselves. We want us. And that's what we got.
Didn't break our will, and they know it.
We came from all over to vote. They've never taken it away from us. Never. Never. Our movement took on the political establishment, the corrupt media, and it's never been more corrupt than it is today. And many special interests. That's why they tried to do everything possible to take us out. But we're very tough to take out, aren't we? Very, very.
InfoWars is the heart of it, folks. We need your help.
The Russia witch hunt was a plan by those who lost the election to try and illegally regain power by framing innocent Americans, many of them. They suffered with an elaborate hoax. They wanted to destroy a movement like our country has never seen before. That's true. Never seen before. And believe me, if these people thought that that wasn't true, they'd be writing.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I've gone from knowing Trump's a good guy and backing him to really loving him now. We have gone through the fire together. And I don't feel sorry for myself, but history needs to be stated. I see Mike Caputo on Fox News this morning talking about the hundreds of thousands of dollars he had to spend when they tried to put him in jail for no reason and all the prosecution of so many people. And folks forget that they declared me a Russian agent without trial in 2017. In the Defense Armed Services Committee of the House and the Senate. We've played those clips many times. And turned the Central Intelligence Agency loose on us and their propagandists in the media and deplatformed us financed all these lawsuits against us, actually worked with certain individuals to try to take my children away. There were up to 40 to 50 reporters in the courtroom every day writing lies to manipulate the jury. By the grace of God, they still failed, but then the media just declared that I'd lost my children. It wasn't true. It is incredible the level of lies that we are now witnessing. Now, I am loaded for bear today. I really should air the whole hour and a half, 2 hour speech. How long is it total? It's extremely powerful, and it is sunshine to vampires, and it's epic. And we're winning on so many fronts, but the private Federal Reserve is trying to kill the economy. That's a big threat. The Democrats have declared with the UN a bum rush of the border. That's at record level, so that's a big crisis. The UN's attempt to break our borders. We have the leftists still control the universities and the brainwashing centers. Trump's countering that with his executive order. And we have the Chi-Coms who are still firmly in place, but we're getting control of our nation, and we've won huge battles in this war against the deep state. And Trump is about to hit his stride, and it's his right and his duty and our right and our duty to take action politically, legally, and lawfully, and peacefully, nonviolently, against the deep state. You know, I made the joke earlier to the crew that pigs do fly. The Austin American Statesman, cover it later, sent investigators to the Lucy's Chicken, where leftists came to my seat, my wife, three times and said, eat, you know what, we're going to get you, we're going to get you, F you, other gibberings as it went, we'll be outside, you know, things like that. And when I went out there, they were waiting outside. And I stood up to them. I didn't run. It would have been smarter if I left like Ted Cruz or other people, but at a certain point, they'd been threatening me, and I just said, let's go then. The Statesman actually sent a reporter there, talked to the managers and the waitress and said, no, it's true. I can't believe it. The Houston Chronicle, the San Francisco Chronicle, none of them would tell the truth. NPR has reported it, lied. It's been reported on MSNBC. I didn't see it. But the Statesman sent Jonathan Tillove, who's written hit pieces on me, but they've been the nicer ones. He'll probably be fired now. He's a pretty well-known, long-time political reporter for like 40 years. He actually wrote an article and admits I told the truth. Wow. I've never heard of such a thing in my life. A liberal actually telling the truth. It's a new day, folks. We may have turned the corner, but there's an article on DrudgeReport.com about a guy that got arrested for beating himself in the head with his own fist. Half of crimes that are violent in many cases turn out to be staged, okay? Half of rape reports in criminology, you'll learn, are fake. It doesn't mean men don't rape women. Doesn't mean it's not wrong. It's just a lot of stuff's fake out there. And they don't want us asking those questions. Speak of the devil, Jussie Smollett. He wants the mayor to apologize to him and the police to apologize. I'm not kidding. The NAACP has nominated him for an award. And a lot of folks are saying, why is he so arrogant? Because he's being told he's a hero for staging that false flag. He did it at the behest of Obama. You know that. Now it's under investigation. So he's a hero. He's the average leftist. He is just like the folks in that restaurant. The ones that came in to try to stir me up three times, try to set me up. But guess what? You failed because I videotaped almost all of it. We'll be right back with breaking huge news that's critical.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. And the establishment is doing everything they can to shut us down because they know we represent grassroots, populist, Americana reboot that swept Trump into power. In 2016, if you went to a Trump rally or you went to the RNC event in Cleveland, Ohio, you would see about a third of the people wearing Infowars.com shirts and Hillary for Prison shirts from Infowars.com. And I remember when Trump won the nomination and then won the presidency, sitting here with security I'd had to hire at that point and saying, it's really going to get bad now. Will they just kill me or will they try to sue me, lie about me, destroy my name, and imprison me? Because those historically are the different angles that authoritarians take in revenge. Well, we've now seen that they've taken the latter pattern. So when we talk about this broadcast here and the huge Trump rally you saw last night and go to some of the clips and more, understand that what we're about to cover is the absolute heart of what we're facing and the only Achilles heel that populist, capitalist nations are dealing with. And if we can handle this problem, we can handle all the others. So Robert Barnes, who just won a big case yesterday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a big civil rights case, he can't talk about it because they settled it halfway through the trial, is now able to come on today because the trial's over early, and he's our chief legal counsel. He'll be in town all next week in Austin. He flies in tomorrow. And we're not issuing this warning like he did to the companies that wouldn't retract on the Covington kids, just to issue it for no reason. I don't want to sue Business Insider and their so-called reporter. I don't want to sue Instagram. But I cannot allow you to silence me and defame me and literally create a designation that I know is already being used at the Interpol level for conservative nationalist dissidents that they're preparing to roll out worldwide of hate figure. Then they take your bank accounts, they take your ability to fly, and then they finally imprison you with this plan and leak documents out of Facebook yesterday. Show this. Facebook owns Instagram. And so when I lay this out with Robert Barnes, who'll be in studio with us some next week, he's on phone right now, I want you to understand this is the future for you. Because they leaked these emails, the Southern Poverty Law Center / Media Matters types that we know are inside these, quote, escalation groups inside of the tech giants. That's what admittedly was brought in. They are inside having these conversations via email about how, well, Alex Jones didn't say anything anti-Semitic, and only 4% of the 500-plus comments we reviewed are anti-Semitic, and these are people saying anti-Semitic things to him, but we still want to ban him. And so they say, well, let's just issue him as a hate figure and take him completely off Instagram and what's left of Facebook. Because I want to be clear, I was not completely banned off Facebook. All these other platforms. They took channels down saying I'd violated terms of service on those channels. The media then created the next phase that I was supposedly completely deplatformed everywhere. Now, when you pull back from that, it's incredibly chilling. So when we come back from break, I'm going to go to Robert Barnes. There's a lot going on around here today. I'm a little flustered right now. And we're going to break all this down, but I have no choice but to sue the reporter, Jake Cantor. I have no choice but to sue Business Insider especially. And we're going to go over why when we come back. I mean, if they retract completely and admit what they've done, but I'm so tired of this classic Smollett style, Covington kids setup style, leftist game. You just saw again the Austin American Statesman admitted the left tried to start a fight with me this weekend and then said that I did it to them, but the Statesman went and investigated and found out I told the truth. So we're going to break it all down here today because this is at the heart of what's going on and what's happening. Where they have the headline, Instagram is investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments. Another headline, leaked emails reveal Facebook's intense internal discussion over Alex Jones' anti-Semitic post on Instagram. So this reporter, and my lawyer will break this down in a moment, admits that they created the controversy. They contacted Facebook. They're working with Facebook insiders that then release the entire group chat discussion of the moderators. And then it was put in CNET News, the Washington Post, hundreds of publications last night. Alex Jones set to be removed from Instagram for anti-Semitism post. And 99% of people will read something like that and think Alex Jones has engaged in some anti-Semitic statement. Well, if I did, I'd have that free speech right, but I didn't. I'm actually pro-Israel being able to exist. Everybody knows that. The anti-Semites hate me because of that. So other people are posting. Other people are posting on Instagram, third parties, most of them probably Democrat Smollets. They get caught doing it all the time. I call it Smolleting, term we've coined, where Democrats, liberals, think tanks go out, they've been caught in the IP addresses, and pose as racist on all sides to create division. That's what's in the WikiLeaks, is to create the cultural infighting. The societal breakdown. It's what the Democrats and the globalists want. So the magnitude of this, to post an article where you're working with the insiders at Facebook to imply that I've done something anti-Semitic because of a couple of anti-Semitic comments, and then to say that I am guilty of anti-Semitic posts and never even show anybody what they're talking about is next level. But that way, when I get banned off Instagram, these are just PR buildups to then ban me. It's all a PR blueprint. I've seen it hundreds of times, literally. Ban me for, quote, anti-Semitism, and now I'm the guy banned for anti-Semitism. So remember what Wired magazine said. They said he is the man, the one that cannot be named. He is the one that cannot be named. The one that has to have a black hand reach around and grab the red, white, and blue and pull it off into the darkness. We'll talk to Robert Barnes about this, but imagine. They lie about you. They say you're anti-Semitic. They take your speech away, and then they give you a designation of a hate leader. But David Duke stays on all the platforms and has no problem. And I'm not saying take him off. I would...
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power. power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, our entire form of government is in the process of being overthrown. Not just the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, but the First. And they're coming after the Second. At least they admit they want to repeal the Second Amendment now. Well, about a month ago, executives at YouTube said they were considering banning people's channels or demonetizing them if there were hateful comments by third parties on YouTube's platform making comments on the video page. Well, now we know that's already going on, according to leaked documents that came out yesterday from Facebook. If 30% of the comments are deemed anti-Semitic, you then lose your account, or they at least put a strike against you. Well, this is the next level of defamation. Look at Vice News, and there were hundreds of headlines like this yesterday. Instagram says Alex Jones' anti-Semitic post doesn't violate their standards. And then when you read deeper into the actual emails, ladies and gentlemen, it says that it's other people's comments calling me a Zionist shill is anti-Semitic. That's right, because I'm not anti-Israel. I believe Israel has a right to exist. Some of the Nazis come on there. They say four comments out of 500 plus. And so three or four comments saying Alex Jones is a Zionist shill is now the reason for hundreds of publications to say, I have posted anti-Semitism, and so I need to be taken off the Internet. And when I am taken off Instagram, you know that's the formula. I've already experienced this. Last year it was beating up a 10-year-old kid. Wasn't me. Never touched a kid. Some other video on ABC News, they just said that I beat up a kid. And YouTube, everybody took me down. So this newest thing is, oh, beating up a kid's pretty good, right? That sounds bad. Next, it's what, hurting puppies? No, it's anti-Semitic. And so I'm putting with my lawyer on notice right now, Jake Cantor, who created the story, created the controversy, quote, got leaked info from Facebook, that thinks this will be a nice little PR coup, that Alex Jones was removed from Instagram and his final pages from Facebook because of anti-Semitic post, and the anti-Semitic post that they say in the emails is other people's comments against me that I support Israel. And then there's also a well-known anti-war activist, best-selling artist, who's very liberal, who we posted one of his paintings that are world famous. They say that's anti-Semitic as well. Robert Barnes, you laid this out beautifully this morning. Obviously, you did this with the Covington kids. You put a bunch of groups on notice, and those suits were filed, but they didn't retract. I would like them to retract this. They know what they're doing. And so you're an expert on this. Walk us through. I know you just won a big case in Milwaukee, a huge civil rights case. You can't talk about it because they dropped things during the middle of the trial and settled with the family. But congratulations on that. But, you know, you win about 80% of your big high-profile cases. We were talking this morning, we're putting these guys on notice, aren't we?
Absolutely, because what's happening is twofold at the very scary. You have a news publication creating a news story. By first, they were the ones to report the Instagram post. The Instagram post is a picture of a famous mural by a famous street graffiti artist out of L.A. who is used by very popular and Grammy Award-winning music bands to do the art for their albums, who has been used by wide, well-known brands across the world to design marketing for them. He does murals in the old Diego Rivera tradition that mocks the elite in the establishment. He came to fame as an anti-war muralist in the against the Bush regime in the Iraq War, the second Iraq War, and on the weapons of mass destruction. So he posted a famous mural in London that Jeremy Corbyn, the labor leader, actually complimented. And that's what you shared on Instagram. And so then these reporters for the business, for Business Insider, falsely tell Instagram and Facebook, oh, there's this anti-Semitic post by Alex Jones, which is completely false. They know it's completely false. And then they get Facebook concerned. Facebook looks at it, and their honest staff says there's nothing anti-Semitic about this. This doesn't meet any standards for striking. This doesn't violate any of our terms of service. And then what happens is the reporter uses his own ginned up controversy to go over their head to high-ranking politicized members of Facebook to say, you need to actually look at this again and get Alex Jones banned. Then they leak their internal emails to him so that he can gin up another news story that says Facebook needs to ban Alex Jones. But go beyond that. Ban Alex Jones from all of Instagram. To ban anyone even referencing or saying the words InfoWars or Alex Jones on any social media platform they control anywhere in the world. Literally saying your name would be banned. Saying the name of InfoWars would be banned. Citing to any information InfoWars ever produced would be banned. So this is second level disappearance. It's what the communists used to do. It's what the dictators in South America used to do when they would literally disappear a person. And then the communists would do is prohibit anybody from even talking about that person, saying that person's name, reading that person's material, looking at that person, talking about that person. Facebook is literally considering going to that extreme step. And it's not far away from when they can just say, you know what, you can't mention Donald Trump's name. You can't talk about Donald Trump. even in, say, the presidential election. What's going to stop them from doing it? If they can do it to Alex Jones, they can do it to anybody. And so that's their goal, is to not only shut up and silence you, but prohibit the audience from ever talking about you, referencing you, and all of it based on a libelous campaign established by a Business Insider reporter to gin up a fake controversy, spreading fake news based on a fake smear that's not only a smear of you, but a smear of one of the most prominent street artists in the world.
And let's expand on that. It's a smear of free speech, free expression, not just here, but around the world. You're absolutely right. And it's formulaic. We've been through this many times, and they even admit this. But you hit the key, the main point I didn't hit. The executives in the email say, well, why don't we just list him as a hate figure, dehumanize him, steal his identity, basically, and then we can ban anybody else promoting him and then use me not as a symbol of free speech, but as a symbol of death, a symbol of the name that you better not mention, like I'm Voldemort. They've even said that before. And so this is Soviet or Stasi level. And I don't think that the folks at these different publications understand we have to take action against this. I can't be, quote, deplatformed a second time off a few little things for, quote, anti-Semitism, so they can all repeat the guy deplatformed for anti-Semitism. I've got to sue you now. And let's put this young man up on screen. We're going to depose him. We're going to find out where he gets his directives. We have a good idea. Oliver Darcy, a month ago, said, time to ban people who have bad commenters. And now YouTube's responding, Facebook's responding, because we know that Oliver Darcy speaks for the head of CNN. Also, this reporter, Barnes, he said, oh, we can't tell you who the executives are because Alex Jones's people will harass them. So they call us harassers while they're harassing us. Jake Cantor, I tell you, isn't this just like the Covington kids, where they set up the thing, they then project a racist lie onto them, and then try to destroy them?
That's exactly what's going on. And the other thing they're doing is there's a reason why he's leaking the internal emails that he's leaking. He's telling people what percentage of comments will get people banned under Facebook and Instagram's rules. So the goal is to get these fake lefty trolls to go on there and print stuff that violates the terms of service on someone else's post or comment, and then use that as a grounds to ban a person. And so you have fake trolls who will then self-report their own fake trolling as grounds to ban somebody for comments that person never themselves ever made. And the reason why they're releasing the internal details of how that process worked here is now everybody knows what the magic numbers are. Okay, we need to make sure 30% of the comments are this way. I mean, the extraordinary thing here was that your post was so non-controversial in terms of any kind of racist allegation that it was so low that they were like, this is one of the lowest levels of racist commentary we've seen on a publicly high-profile individual's post. So clearly this post had nothing racist in it because it didn't trigger enough racist comments anywhere near.
Sure, but as you said, they're giving out the magic formula to all of the troll farms, admittedly, to now go do what I call smulleting when leftists pose as racist to get conservatives banned.
Precisely. They're telling them which numbers to use, how they need to do it, what numbers they need to hit, when they need to report, when they need to target. And for people who aren't as high profile as you, it would be even easier for them to achieve that and accomplish that.
Now think how this works. Stay there. Let's talk about how we're going to counter this, because the cold-bloodedness, creating the fake controversy, saying I'm anti-Semitic, putting that headline out there, and then rigging it to then go set up the comments. We'll be right back with Bob Barnes. Get ready for your
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Troyer is live at 3 p.m. for the War Room. David Knight, 8 a.m. comes on right before me. We've got Robert Barnes, who is a highly respected constitutional lawyer, and he just won a big case up in Milwaukee, but he's not supposed to get into the details of that because it just happened yesterday. And he joins us right now. You can follow him on Twitter at Barnes_law. He should be here all next week in studio with us. We got a lot of stuff going on. Unfortunately, we do have to sue some people. And listen, Michael Caputo came on a few times and he admitted that the $300,000+ he raised for his legal defense, and believe me, it cost that much, most of it came from here. They're very generous people. But there's this idea that I'm just flooded with money. They filed 20 lawsuits on us. We've gotten 16 thrown out, so they filed 3 more. But still, they're slowing down. And now we're getting ready to countersue. We got a lot of other stuff going on. I have to sue some of these groups so they understand that we're going to get discovery and they're going to have to back off. We're going to have to sue the groups above these groups that, thanks to Project Veritas and others, we know are the ones running it in a giant racketeering operation against free speech. But this particular case, because it's a shake and bake, they're just preparing it like pancake mix. You get it, you put the milk in, you stir it up, you make pancakes. I've been through this so many times, I know. And they admit they're just rigging it. They create a fake story. They say some comments and a picture is anti-Semitic. They blame it on me. Then they build it up. Is he going to be banned with a bunch of news and a bunch of attention for a week? And then they ban me for, quote, anti-Semitism. When the comments are saying, we're going to get you, Jones, because you aren't against Israel. So it's next level. So Mr. Barnes, Robert Barnes, attorney at law, please go through this. Again, you've been involved kicking off the suits and carrying out many of them. For the Covington kids, this is very similar, as you said. And now they're saying, as you predicted with Trump, Twitter is considering labeling Trump tweets that violate its rules. So first they label you as bad, then they ban you. And so that's all this formula is, and they've told people the formula. 30% anti-Semitic comments or racist comments, we remove the person's page. Well, that's a blueprint to sleeping giants and all the leftist groups to go out and smell it. And so you've got the floor of this segment next. We're going to let you get back to your important work there with the folks in Milwaukee before you fly down to Austin. But just like you warned all the folks that got sued, some retracted, some didn't. I don't want to sue them. I want them to stop. But I can't let them say, oh, he's the guy banned because he's the anti-Semite. David Duke has a right to be David Duke. I don't agree with him. He's still on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. I'm not. They left a few accounts up. They know they're there. I haven't violated their rules. They admit that in the internal emails. But again, somebody in that group leaked it to, again, give the blueprint this time to get me banned. So, Robert, please walk through this for Mr. Disinfo over there at the publication Business Insider, Jake Cantor. If Jake wants to call us, tell us who told him to do this, give us the emails, the blueprints of who he's working for, we won't sue him. If he'll just retract, we probably won't sue him. But he can't do this to me. I'm a human being. I have value. I'm not the character from Homeland that he just gets to lie about and destroy working with others. So please, Robert Barnes, break this down for him.
Precisely. So what you have here effectively is the real collusion. So you have the Mueller report that discloses there is no Trump collusion with Russia. That was always myth. That was always a fabrication that was spread by sort of deep state hacks out to undermine them and to effectively create a coup of public policy in the country. But here you have real collusion between lefty troll farms, between insiders in the media, and high-ranking executives at Facebook trying to conspire to censor not only individuals from having any public platform, but censor even the names of those individuals being shared, all based on an initial lie and libel by the people at Business Insider who falsely identified this post as anti-Semitic when they knew it was not. And even after they have long known, as they know who the artist is, they know the artist has never been banned. They know the artist didn't do anything wrong. They know the artist has publicly exposed that this was a lie and a libel about him. They still refuse to correct that, either publicly or to the people at Facebook and Instagram. That would silence and shut this down. That the independent, objective people at Facebook and Instagram, most of whom I'm sure lean left, when they reviewed this at the ground level, said there was nothing wrong with the post. There had been no violation of the terms of service. And that the comments didn't reach the stage to even consider looking at the post. So that's why legal action is necessary if they don't take remedial action, if they don't take corrective action. I mean, ultimately, a lot of the big media recognize their risk, did take corrective action in Covington. Those that didn't are or will get sued. The same thing happened here. These reporters, I think they can act as inside secret sources and be sort of like what the CIA is, where they leak information and leak lies and libels about people in order to gin up wars and foreign interventions. I think they can do the same thing in their collusive behavior with big tech, between big media and big tech colluding to silence their competitors, to silence dissident speech, to silence even the name of someone from being shared. Or you can be banned if you say the word Alex Jones on Facebook or InfoWars on Instagram. Their ability to try to create a de facto Stasi state through the privatized ownership of the public square poses a fundamental threat to every freedom and every democracy that exists in the country and the world. And that's why we will have to take legal action if they don't stop doing it and don't start correcting and taking remedial action, because for the benefit of all of your audience and for people around the world who depend on these fundamental freedoms for their democracy to function effectively.
And this is the same pattern every time. These big troll farms assault YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and they go look and say, okay, he's not doing it. And then so Media Matters and others edited a tape where it sounded like I was saying use battle rifles in the media when I never said any such thing. They edited sound together from a 34-minute video from 10 minutes, 8 minutes apart and put them together. And we see this more and more with mainstream media. And then they went ahead and took me down. But the last thing they took me down for was, quote, beating up a 10-year-old kid. And even after Forbes said it wasn't me in the video and they were wrong, still, Veja, whatever her name is, went on Joe Rogan's show from Twitter and said that I still did that. It's like a defamation free-for-all. And now one of the senators, Murphy from Connecticut, said that I'm currently, I never did, harassing the families and terrorizing them and made a poor father of a Sandy Hook victim commit suicide Monday. I mean, what? They get to say all that and I can't say anything back?
I mean, that's exactly what they're doing is they're creating an unequal playing field where lawfare is being used by the powerful against those with less power to try to silence them, to shame them, to censor them, to control them, because they believe if they control speech, then they can control thought. And the first thing to control thought is to control speech. And that's what almost every statist authoritarian has ever done throughout human history. And that's the same objective here, and they are trying to use the privatized control of the public square in order to achieve and accomplish that which the government could not do directly, and ultimately undermine the president himself. And they can manipulate these future elections by being able to censor and control the loudest voices in favor of a particular party or politician or political cause. And that's the, and you're, they're not going to stop with you. Their goal is to use you as an example to prevent other dissident voices from having the independent press, from having any independent platform that can reach the public and the public can share those ideas and ideals that they care about. If they can ban someone's use of someone's name, which is what Facebook is talking about in those internal emails by their highest-ranking executives, imagine what else they can ban on those platforms.
That's right.
Who else they can ban?
Robert Barnes, I'm going to go to break in 5 more minutes with you about our direct action, putting them on notice, but also getting a letter out by Monday to Business Insider and others. And again, I don't want to sue Instagram. If they ban me for, quote, anti-Semitism, then I'm going to have to sue them. It's Business Insider framing me as that, so when I do get banned, I am labeled with that. This is serious defamation, very dangerous. I'm already getting physically attacked. The Austin American Statesman did find, they went and did an investigation. They had to admit, they buried it in the article. They came to my table 3 times and threatened me before I went outside trying to leave. And then the left edited it and tried to disinfo. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes. Folks, I barely even plugged this hour. It takes a lot of money to fight the globalist. And we were going to go to 24 hours, as you know, by last year, but they held us up back. Look at David Knight. Look at Owen Schroer. Look at all the great reporters like Caitlin Bennett and others and Will Johnson. I want to expand a lot more, but we need massive funds. Just get your toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the best. Super Blue. Just get Survival Shield X2 by the grace of God, the good halogen. It's so good for your body and so amazing. It's back, the true missing link. Get your turmeric. Get your fish oil. Get your Super Male Vitality. Get your Alpha Power. Get it all. You've got the Pollen Block. It's a totally natural way to deal with all the seasonal discomfort and all the pollen and dust and crap. InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of you have done it. I commend you. But if you're a new listener especially, you've never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. This is a war to shut down our speech. These are great products. It's going to have to end early next week because a lot of items are close to selling out. Store-wide free shipping. 50 to 60% off all the supplements. Or you can also find a lot of other big specials on other items as well. Rainforest Plus, 60% off. And a bunch of other products that have never been 60% off. We want you to try them and see how great they are. Many of these are lost leaders. Please stand with us and pray for us. We're under massive attack. You can see that. But whatever you do, you override the globalists. You override their operations when you word of mouth tell folks about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.